You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
The first time I heard the term psychobiotics was in 2013 when I read a review article by Dr. Timothy Dynan and his colleagues from the University College Cork in Ireland. Now, this review article was called Psychobiotics, a Novel Class of Psychotropic. Now, Dr. Dynan coined the term psychobiotics and defined it as a live organism that, when ingested in an adequate amount, it produces a health benefit in patients suffering from psychiatric illness. I recommend probiotics to many people and pretty much everyone that comes into my office, and whether it's in fermented foods or in supplementation. And after a few weeks of intake, their feedback is usually positive, that their digestive systems are better, symptoms have calmed down, but often they are presently surprised that they also feel calmer and happier. Today we have Dr. Premik Bursik. He is an associate professor in the Department of Medicine in the Division of Gastroenterology and the Director of Clinical Motility Laboratory and the Celiac Clinic at the McMaster University in Canada. And he's also a gastroenterologist for Hamilton Health Sciences. He has published over 80 peer-reviewed papers, investigated the role of intestinal bacteria in gut-brain axis signaling and its pathogenic importance in functional gastrointestinal diseases and gluten-related disorders. Dr. Bursik is here on Wellness for Life to share the new research from McMaster University on the relationship between probiotics, irritable bowel syndrome, and depression. Welcome, Dr. Bursik. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yes. You know, I'd love to jump into your study, but before we do that, can you please share with our listeners how you got actually interested in probiotic research?
Well, so as you already mentioned, I am a gastroenterologist, so I see many patients with functional bowel disorders. For example, irritable bowel syndrome, which is the most common diagnosis. And this class of disorders, basically we don't see any clear explanation why these patients feel so unwell. So we know that some of them may have signs of low-grade inflammation. We know that their bowel doesn't work with respect to their motility or permeability. And also they perceive lots of abdominal pain or discomfort. And when looking at the possible triggers for their symptoms, so of course, microbiota comes to mind. And if you think that each of us harbor 1 or 1.5 kilograms of bacteria in our bowels, these bacteria are active. They produce lots of immunomodulatory or immunostimulatory molecules. They also, it's a potent metabolic organ. So if we have some, let's say, abnormal composition or abnormal activity of these bacteria in our gut, probably it will, to a certain degree, affect our bowels, but also the rest of the body. So you already mentioned probiotics. It's a very trendy treatment for many of these disorders. So many patients who come to my clinics ask about probiotics. And I do also basic research, and again, I am interested already for the last 15 years in the interaction between the bacteria and the function of the gut. So it actually comes natural, this basic research interest and my clinical practice.
So you, within your clinical practice, as you're saying, you look at a great deal of IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. Everyone, I mean, in America and I'm sure across the globe, as you say, suffer from it. So you started, you did a research recently that's been published, and it actually has to do with a specific type of probiotic in the bifidobacterium family that alters the brain activity. So I'd love to hear about what that's all about and what you found. What was your conclusion?
So you're right, this was a very exciting study, and actually it was not a study in isolation because we were working with this probiotic bacterium, Bifidobacterium longum, for already almost a decade. And in preclinical studies in working with mice, we found that this specific probiotic can improve some abnormal behavior, but also changes chemistry of the in the brain. So based on the results of these preclinical trials, we designed a randomized placebo-controlled study in patients with irritable bowel syndrome and comorbid anxiety or depression. So comorbid means that these patients who have mainly these gastrointestinal symptoms also experience some change with their mood. That means they have the comorbid depression, or they have excessive worrying. They have this anxiety. And our hypothesis was that this specific probiotic may not only improve the symptoms in the gut, but also their mood. And this was a pilot study, so approximately 40 patients. They were divided equally into two groups. One of them was treated with placebo, so inert sugar, and the other half received this probiotic Bifidobacterium longum. We studied their symptoms and also brain activity by functional magnetic resonance imaging before and after 6 weeks of this treatment. And we found that these probiotic-treated patients improved significantly their depression scores. So it was two-thirds of patients in the active arm, that means probiotic-treated patients, improved their symptoms compared to one-third who received the placebo. And very interestingly, these patients treated with probiotic also changed the brain activity. So we focused on certain areas in the brain which are regulating mood. And we found that the activity in these areas actually decreased. So there was a parallel between changes, functional changes in the brain, and the improvement in their mood.
Well, I want to just really like go into detail about this study, because this is huge. This is significant for millions of people who suffer from depression and irritable bowel. And in fact, some people may not have irritable bowel, and they just have depression, that this may actually help. That's how I'm looking at it. So you mentioned that that there was a significant change in their mood, but then you said that in areas of the MRI where you had decrease in activity, what you're saying is that what do you mean by that when you say decrease? Are you looking at hyperperfusion, blood flow? What are you looking at in the MRI?
Exactly. So we are actually measuring blood flow in specific areas of the brain. And in this study, we focused as our primary region of interest on the amygdala. And amygdala is a very important part of the brain, which is involved, in, as I said, in mood regulation. And usually in patients with depression, this area is overactive. And this is also what we saw in our study. And the treatment with probiotic actually decreased the activity in this specific area. But it was not only in this one specific area. It was the whole network, which we usually associate with mood regulation. And again, what is interesting, this area is usually targeted, or these areas are targeted by conventional antidepressants.
Right. So this amygdala area, which we, you know, a lot of people may know it as the emotional brain, the area of the brain that deals with emotions and moods. You're saying that the changes were seen through the MRI, and then and this was after 6 weeks of taking the formula of the Lactobacillus longum strain. Bifidobacterium longum. And Bifidobacterium longus strain. Now, this strain, when you gave it to the individual, these patients, was there a specific number of, you know, of the bacteria, like billions, millions, CFU?
Yes. So this was a standard dose, which is usually administered in patients. I mean, probiotics is 10 to 10 colony-forming units. And as I said, it was administered on a daily basis for 6 weeks. What was, again, very interesting in our study, it's not that the effect was only evident immediately after stopping the treatment or finishing the treatment, but even 1 month later. So, which would suggest that these bacteria, that their beneficial effect was actually extended for additional 4 weeks.
Got it. And with this, I mean, this bacteria that you use, it's a specific strain, but can we get it right now in food? Or are we able to eat it, you know, can you get it as a supplement?
Unfortunately not. So this strain is not commercially available. The study
at least not yet.
Not yet. That's right. So the study was done in collaboration with scientists and financial support from Nestlé Switzerland. And before this probiotic gets on the shelves and can be used commercially, I think that we need additional studies. I mean, we need to confirm our findings in a larger study. I mentioned it earlier. Our study was a pilot one. So we need a bigger one, probably done in multiple centers in Canada and the United States, probably, to verify our results.
Are you familiar with Timothy Dynan's work?
Of course. I know him very, very well personally.
Oh, yes. I was doing a lot of research on probiotics because I wrote a book called Heal Your Gut, Heal Your Life. And I wrote a lot about probiotics and the workings of it. And that's when I discovered Timothy Dynan's work, like I said in my intro. Such fascinating information. And you know, he's done lectures. He talks about the different types of probiotics for different kinds of neurotransmitter production.
You are right. It's fascinating. So there are multiple studies which show that bacteria can, when given specific substrate and being in a certain milieu, can produce the neurotransmitter. That means the signaling molecules which our brain and the central nervous system is using. However, there are also other molecules which can, apart from the classical neurotransmitters, which can affect our neural system. So I mentioned it earlier, the gut microbiota is a potent metabolic organ. So there is a really good chance that at least in proportion of us, that the gut bacteria are actually affecting or determining how we feel or maybe how we act.
Right, right. I'm a big believer in how the second brain, you know, our gut, has everything to do with our emotions and our moods. And there's just, it's such a, what do I call it, like the last frontier that we don't know anything about. You know what I mean? We've got so much to learn from what we have within our own self. It's fascinating.
I agree. And I think that up to now, we had most of the information coming from animal models or from in vitro situations. But now I think our study is the first one to show that this probiotics or bacteria in general can actually affect how we feel. So I think there are many possibilities, what you mentioned earlier, which could be for treatment for patients with primary psychiatric disorders, or it can well apply also for the patients with some neurological diseases, especially the ones who are to some way related to the immune system, because again, gut microbiota is the most one of the most important factors which shapes and modulates our immune system.
Right. What will you be doing next now that you found this out with your study that definitely there is a correlation between IBS, right? These were IBS cases. They had better results with their gut symptoms. And then in combination with that, they had better moods and they felt better and their depression was lifted. Where are you going with this next?
So I already mentioned earlier, we need to confirm this data in a bigger clinical trial.
Mm-hmm.
And in parallel, I'm personally very much interested in the role of bacteria in primary psychiatric disorders. So we were very lucky that we were successful in obtaining grants from NIH, National Institute of Mental Health. So we are actually studying how bacteria, whether they can actually trigger anxiety or depression when transferring the or colonizing germ-free mice with bacteria from patients with these psychiatric disorders. So this is a very exciting area, and we are starting this project. So hopefully, if we speak about it in 2 or 3 years, I will be able to provide you more information.
That would be great. So I was at a conference a little while ago, and what we were talking about, one of the speakers was actually talking about the circulating lipopolysaccharides secondary to gut permeability issues.
Right. This is a this is one of the areas which is quite popular now in psychiatric research, and I already touched on it earlier that the bacteria or bacterial products like LPS, bacterial lipopolysaccharide, can trigger immune responses within the body, and it can really relate to permeability or leakiness of our gut. And there are already some data to support it. And again, I think we have more support from the gastroenterology practice or research. So we know, for example, that patients with IBD, inflammatory bowel disease, like Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, many of them will have anxiety or depression. And what is very interesting that the prevalence of or the percentage of patients which have these psychiatric comorbidities increase when their colitis, that means inflammation in the gut, flares. So in normal conditions, it's around 30% of patients with IBD, even when their disease is in remission, will still have some anxiety or depression. However, when they experience significant flare of their gut inflammation, this number increases to 80 to 90%. So already there we can see the clear link between the inflammation in the gut and consequences, changes in permeability, and changes in our mood or anxiety.
Right. What the speaker spoke about was that the inflammation of that gut and that permeability issue, increasing the circulating LPSs, lipopolysaccharides, actually triggered an inflammatory, like a leaky brain per se, you know, like a, and caused leaky, I should say, the blood-brain barrier was compromised, and the inflammation is what might be the trigger for depression. What do you think about that?
I think it's very plausible, probably not in all patients, but in a significant proportion of them. And again, yes, there are changes in blood-brain barrier, which in a way, to a certain degree, is regulated by pro-inflammatory cytokines. Again, the signaling molecules which the immune system is using. But it's not only the blood-brain permeability. For the immune mediators can also affect metabolism of certain neurotransmitters. So, for example, it is, again, it's better described in animal models, but metabolism of serotonin, which is an important neurotransmitter which is used in control of our mood, depends on presence of certain cytokines like TNF-alpha. And these pro-inflammatory cytokines actually can switch the metabolic pathways in our body, and instead of producing serotonin, they will produce another molecule, which is called kynurenine and kynurenic acid. And these metabolic products actually can directly induce anxiety or depression. So there are many possible links between inflammation in the gut or anywhere in the body and psychiatric disorders.
That's a huge thing what you just said. I mean, it's something that I have been studying myself, you know, just because of some of the patients that we see these days, they just don't have one symptom anymore. We've got a whole slew of symptoms, and trying to target it in all the different type of variables that's contributing to their whole, you know, syndrome. Everyone's coming in with fatigue and brain fog and gut disorders, anxiety disorders. It's really uncanny how it's all related to one another now. And that's what I'm hearing what you're saying. And what you're doing over at the McMaster University is very exciting. We talked about We just got a couple more minutes left, Dr. Bursik, and we talked about how neurotransmitters can be affected by the probiotics. We've talked about how it can has an effect on inflammation. And with your study, we know that it definitely has a mood elevation and changes in the depression. I'd like to know, you know, besides the neurotransmitter and then inflammatory changes in inflammatory, do you know, is there any other theory that you have yourself thinking that this is the reason why the depression's lifted?
So we can always think about that it can be secondary to the changes in gut function. I mean, many patients with irritable bowel syndrome, they have these chronic problems. So we can always argue that by alleviating their abdominal pain and improving diarrhea or constipation can improve their mood. But we didn't see this clear effects on the gut symptoms. Actually, the primary effects of these probiotics were actually on the central nervous system, on the mood. So we still don't know exactly how this probiotic works, and I think this is a very challenging task which we have for next few years, really, to find the mechanisms by which the bacteria in the gut can communicate with the brain.
Yeah, well, that's so good to know that you're going to keep on working on this. You mentioned that this bacteria is not available to the public, but do you foresee any company that might be actually putting it out soon?
Well, as I said, this specific probiotic was actually developed or discovered by Nestlé Switzerland. So I'm convinced that in a relatively near future, we will be able to find this probiotic in the pharmacies or in the stores to be used for patients with irritable bowel syndrome or maybe even with primary psychiatric disorders. Again, we will have to wait and really get this confirmation in this bigger trial.
Do you think that it may be used as a pharmaceutical, you know, supplement or drug, rather than it would be available to consumers all across the world?
Well, this is not up to me how to decide how it should be marketed. I mean, definitely the effect which we obtained in this study could be compared to the effect of classical antidepressants, SSRIs, for example. We know that generally probiotics are they don't have any negative effect, and they don't cause any harm to the patients or to the humans. So from the safety point of view, I think it would be a very good option for patients who would like to improve their mood. However, I mean, we see that the regulations from the governmental agencies may require some additional tests and proof really that this is safe and that anybody can use it. So we have
I
to
hope
wait.
So. For the health of everyone around the world who suffer from depression and anxiety disorders, I think it would be amazing, you know, for everyone in the future if we had access to it, so that we can improve our health. And I'm so happy that we got to speak here. Would you like to tell us any last word before we leave?
Well, I think that. Bacteria, I mean, probiotics or intestinal bacteria show a great promise in determining our health. I think, as you already mentioned, we have lots of work to do in the next 5-10 years to understand the way how these bacteria work, how they can induce a disease or, on the contrary, contribute to health. And probably in a few years, again, maybe 5-10 year horizon, we will be able to provide some special probiotics or mixture of bacteria which will make us feel better, or we will be able to design certain diets and in fact to modulate the bacteria we have already in our bowels for certain health benefits.
Mm. Well, thank you so much, Doctor. Okay, so we can send people to McMaster, McMaster.ca, McMaster.ca for more information on Dr. Premik Bursik, and really appreciate having him here. Such great information. I put a link on my Wellness for Life radio show page on Radio MD. And so until next time, go out there and live your best life today, full of energy, enthusiasm, and ultimate health and wellness. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies on the Wellness for Life show right here on Radio MD. Stay well.